In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Behold, my mother and my brethren, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. Today, we enter into the usual checkpoints in the year, what we call the Ember Days, a very special group of days dedicated and marked around the change of seasons. And we usually have four of them, so in spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And the one that is dedicated for the springtime is happening today, Friday, and Saturday. So these days of what we call Ember Days are days where we recognize our really dependence on the created things of God, the nature. All our food come from the earth. Our sun gives us energy. Everything that is around us we must be thankful for. And so during these times, church reminds us from long tradition to remember the benefits that we receive from the fruits of the earth. And how this really helps us to, especially on this group of Ember Days of Lent, to really focus on what is true. And as a matter of fact, the Ember Days have influenced many cultures. We know, for example, Ember Days come from the word in Latin, quatuor tempore, meaning the four times that are spaced out, such as for the Ember Days, these four periods of time that we try to remember the greatness of God and be grateful for them and ask God for mercy, that He may give us a good harvest on each of these seasons. Also, that we fast during these days to let us know that we cannot be totally dependent on just our food, but we have to depend really more on the grace of God. However, this quator tempore sounds kind of familiar if you were to come and visit a Japanese restaurant. In a Japanese restaurant, probably nearby, there's one here that is quite known and I recommend it. If you were to come and see the menu, they offer variety of sushi, of noodle soup, of all these things that are quite exotic and maybe not normal in our cuisine that we have at home. But however, one item strikes that is quite similar to the spelling of quator tempore, and that is what we call the tempura plate. Tempura plate is, if you don't know what it is, it is usually a method of cooking vegetables and seafood using a batter, using especially cold water in order to make that crispy. And that is what it is. It is simply vegetables or seafood that is fried in a very light and crispy batter, and that is served as an appetizer nowadays. But if you remember the origin of tempura, which is an evolution of the word tempore, then we remember how then the Portuguese and the missionaries who visited Japan wanted to make their Lent more doable. And so they would fry their vegetables and possibly other seafood, but normally it would be vegetables because it's during Lenten time, and would make a batter of it. And because of that, that was the first ever that they had this type of tempura, which the Japanese then remade and made better. And so this tempura plate is really a Lenten dish. And Ember Days always reminds us then of this very delicious plate, however, also a penitential plate, because in its origins, we use it for these days of fasting. So if you are able to, try to partake in this tempura plate, which is really part of our Catholic culture. Even though we might not be of Japanese origin, still the Portuguese have influenced, because of their Catholicity, the other nations who really do not know Christ. And let us continue to pray for those in Japan and for those who do not know much about Christ or have abandoned Christ because of certain governments there in the Asian countries, to really have them know that it is truly God that they need, not simply economics, not simply their government, not simply their well-being, but their well-being then becomes more fruitful if they remember to put Christ in their heart and in the liturgy. And the rest of the readings for Mass is very, very full of special meaning, and we must take it slowly. Unfortunately, we have only a few minutes, but the Church offers today two readings for us to contemplate. The first one comes from the story of Exodus, this account when Moses had been invited by our Lord to come up on a mount, the Mount of Sinai. And traditionally during this time, when he spent 6 days in the glory of God, so imagine the glory of God, that is inexplainable, then also afterwards an additional 40 days to be on that holy mount. Imagine, traditionally we believe that it was during these first 6 days with the glory of God where God revealed the 6 days of creation to Moses. And that is why we believe that he came to write the first 5 books of the Bible through the help, of course, of our Lord, who gave him all of the knowledge, infused knowledge, this visions, these information, in order for him to then write it down and to save it for all of us. But imagine, he also stayed for 40 days and 40 nights there at the Mount of Sinai. Now in the second part of the liturgy, the second reading, we come across Elias. And we also see that he was getting a little bit tired and that he wanted to ask to die. What a very interesting request. But remember how we can connect to that too. Sometimes we want to give up. We want to say, Lord, let me go now out of this world and let me be with you. How many times we desire that we want to go to heaven already, if we can. But our Lord has more plans for him, for Elias. And so therefore, he gave him sustenance through the help of an angel to give him a hearth cake. Imagine something from the earth. So it reminds us of Ember Days again. Some kind of cake that is made of the ground. Imagine that. So it's mixed with the soil. And it was made into a type of a bread cake that he ate twice. So he slept. He restored himself bodily, then he restored himself with this nourishment, and off he went, because God said that there are more things that you have to do. Just like us, whenever we feel discouraged, when we feel tired, feel frustrated with the world or with ourselves, let us go simply to the Holy Liturgy and be sustained with Holy Communion, with the Holy Sacraments of God, because we will never rest. We will not find true rest here on this earth until it is truly the rest that is given to us by God, God willing, in heaven. So let us never find full comfort here on this earth. Unfortunately, we cannot. We cannot be here pain-free. We cannot be here all in luxury. We know that we had to struggle in order to bear the cross. God didn't give us a bed. God gave us the hard wooden cross. And that we must bear. But he gave it to us very lightly. He says that his burden is light and yoke sweet. Remember that. That he said that it is bearable and we can take it as long as we follow the will of God. And that is what the gospel is. There are three elements there that is presented to us, that people demanding signs to Jesus to prove who he was. Why do we need proof? Why do we need proof if God is indeed present here now? So let us not question the Lord's providence. Maybe it is very difficult for us to understand why things have to happen the way they are. But remember, in God's infinite providence, he permits everything either directly or permissively. Remember that. And therefore, if there's a tragedy in the home, if we cannot get our Lent to start up correctly, there must be a reason that God has permitted. And he knows that it is for our good. So let us be patient. Let us use this Ember time to reflect on the greatness of God and be grateful. The second element that our Lord had spoken, very intriguing, is about the spirit that wanders. The spirit that wanders and tries to attack souls. So like a possession, like a devil who comes to wreak havoc in our souls. However, he said that even if the person is to be removed of that spirit, the spirit tries to then team up with other people, other spirits, and attack the person and becomes worse. So let us look at the situation of today's age, of how it seems to be getting worse. So let us not be too surprised, because our Lord had foreseen this already. And two, we must continue to be vigilant, dear faithful, in order that the spirits of darkness may not overshadow us. He knows that it is Lent. The devil knows that. And he wants to make sure that we don't enjoy using this Lent correctly. He wants us to use this improperly, either by reverting back to our past sins, by our bad habits, or by really ignoring the Passion of Christ. And it is through the Passion of Christ that the devil lost. And so therefore he is a very sore loser, and he would try his best to convince you not to take upon the many graces that are stored, that are given, that are willed by God to give to you. Remember, our Lord gives so many graces, sometimes we cannot accept them because of our disposition. So let us remember how the devil wants to block that flow of grace into our hearts. So let us try our best to remove those obstacles, those obeks, those things that do not help us in the practice of holy charity, in the practice of almsgiving and penance and love of one another. And that is the last lesson of today, that yes, we can help our families, we can do well in our families, but God will call us his brother, his sister, if we do the will of God. And that is why let us continue to be aware of each one. Let us continue to pray for one another, whether it be in our daily devotions, in our Holy Rosary. Let us pray for those who are suffering. Let us pray for those who need conversion. Let us pray for those who need the help and the grace of God, so that we can make this Lent the best Lent that we can possibly have so far. And this we have to do in Christ's name. We must do everything for the honor and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.